Blog Talk Radio.
Come on.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome back to PJ's World Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. Sorry about that at the very beginning. I was having trouble hitting the play button. Anyway, welcome back to another edition of PJ's World Talk. So, I want to kick off the show talking about the Tampa Bay Lightning, and, you know, it was a little sad. I will admit it. Friday night, the Lightning got crushed 5-1. They're going to be going up against the Rangers tonight at 8 o'clock. And so hopefully we'll be able to win that game. I will say this. Is it going to impact either team if the other team wins, right? So let's say the Rangers win. Are the Rangers going to win the series? In my opinion, it depends. You know, I don't think it will affect the series that much. You know, of course, you win that game, you're like, we only got one more game to go. Let's go, guys. We can do this. But then that other team, you know, has that sense of urgency, especially if the Rangers win, right? The Lightning are a young team. They get that sense of urgency, and they can just, you know, they can go wild. But, you know, it'll be interesting. So the Cavaliers, I just want to so yeah, that was a Lightning. We're going to get into that in a little bit. I'm just going to kind of tell you what we're going to talk about on the show. We're going to talk about the Cavaliers and the NBA and the playoffs and the Hawks and NBA playoffs, basically. And then we're also going to be talking about the Indy 500 is today, so happy for racing fans. Excuse me. And we will also be talking about the upcoming NFL season, and how we think that, or how I think that will all play out there. So lots of news coming your way. So very exciting. Anyway, let's get right here on PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. Go ahead, grab your snack, grab your drink. It's going to be a good one today, folks. And Indy 500 and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, stay right here on PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities filled with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stud show.
Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. We're going to get into this Lightning Rangers game. First off, I want to talk about the leaders of this team, the leaders that need to lead this team, really. Tyler Johnson has had some great play recently, and of course, Steven Stamkos really the overall leader of the game. Now, you got to remember, there's only two players on this team that have played in the Eastern Conference Finals before. That would be Steven Stamkos and Victor Hedman. Those are the only two players left on that Lightning team. So it's a very, very young team. It's going to be interesting. I'm hoping the Lightning can win. I'm looking for Tyler Johnson and Steven Stamkos to step up big in this game. Ben Bishop, I really hope he can do well. Of course, Lundqvist is having really bad lately. Lundqvist was special in Game 4 after giving up 12 goals and losing the previous two games. So, I was looking at that. Of course, Rick Nash getting his first goal of the postseason or in this playoff series last game. Ben Bishop is reacted much like Lundqvist after his struggles. He plans to learn. He plans to adjust. And hopefully he'll be able to play good and play it out. And I got to admit, right, I got to say, after that goal in the last game, or after Steven Stamkos got it going, I thought they'd be able to pull it together, but I guess they weren't. Ben Bishop has had some struggles. Very hard to defend things where, it's bouncing off a person's knee into the goal or bouncing off a person's skate or, doing whatever. It's very hard to defend that. The Rangers are very much getting lucky because the Rangers are not an offensive team. They are a defensive team. But then again, think about it like the NFL, the best defensive teams normally win. Now, that's another thing, right? I want to get into the NFL now. Real quick, before we do that, I want to say the Tampa Bay Rangers or the Tampa Bay Rangers game, they'll be on at 8 tonight, like I said. In the other series in the Western Conference, we have the Blackhawks and the Ducks. That will be tomorrow at 9 p.m. I'm looking for this game because if the Ducks win, they get home field advantage. But if the Blackhawks win, Tampa Bay Lightning get home field advantage. So I'm looking for the Blackhawks to win that game or to win that series in order for us to get home field advantage. Anyway, moving on into the NFL. I was talking, some other people yesterday, and football starts August preseason, Sunday, August 9th for the Vikings and the Steelers. And I got to say, number one, okay, let's look at this here. We have the NFC West. The NFC West is a powerhouse of a team or of a division. You have Seattle, you have Arizona, you have San Francisco, and you have St. Louis, right? So here's how they're predicting it'll be in the NFC West, right? Seattle will be first, Arizona will be second, and St. Louis will be in third, and San Francisco will be in fourth. San Francisco will be in fourth. That's what they're predicting. That's crazy. The worst team in that division is San Francisco. And think about it this way. St. Louis, right? You're asking me, why the heck would St. Louis go? If you don't already know, Nick Foles was traded to St. Louis, so hopefully they will be doing good. As for the NFC South, last year it was a joke. It was a joke of a division. The winning team had a 7-8 record. The winning team in that division had a 7-8 record. Are you kidding me? really? Now I don't think it'll be such a good joke, right? I'm looking for the Bucks to do very well. I feel fortunate for the Bucks to be in such a sucky division. Now that they have Jameis Winston, they're able to pull it together and hopefully, now that they have that leader surge forward and really do well. So the NFC South and the NFC see West were too interesting visions to me. And you got to think of it this way, right? Arizona has Carson Palmer back, right? Carson Palmer went 6-0 to kick off his team, right? To kick off the season last year. And they ended up going 11-5 with a backup quarterback, right? Multiple backup quarterbacks. I mean, are you kidding me? Arizona will be I'm looking for Arizona to be, you know, one of the best teams in the country. Not in the country, I shouldn't say. One of the best teams in their conference, you know. Green Bay last year, they had a great season. So did Detroit. Detroit had a really good season. I'm looking at the NFC right now, guys. Dallas had a good season. Philadelphia is on their way down, I think. You know, they have a pretty good running game. They have DeMarco Murray, you know, one of the best running backs in the country right now in the league. And so we're going to be looking for that. Denver's good. Really, all of the NFC is very good. They have very good talent. The NFC South will really be the only questionable one. I mean, if Tampa Bay wins their division, right, get into the playoffs, I think they're going to get knocked out in the first game, to be honest. But it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. Over in the AFC, you have New England. And New England, right, Brady has been suspended for 4 games. And also, that's another thing that's it's very humorous to me, is that there's fans rallying in New England. Signs, you know, free Brady, please, you know, all that sort of stuff. I find it funny because he already got suspended. He deflated the footballs, you know. And, you know, the other interesting thing, too, is the Preston pointed out, that's another thing that I found very interesting, is that the Revston pointed out. Anyway, with New England, you know, I think they're going to kick off the season 4-0. To be honest, I think they're going to do that because their backup quarterback sucks. You know, Brady has hardly ever missed a game in his life, you know, and now he's going to be missing 4 for his franchise team. And, you know, Bill Belichick, he's a great coach, right? But they've always had that franchise quarterback. And I'm going to be interested to see if they do well. And, you know, let's say they do. Let's say they do kick off the season with 0-4, right? Brady has to come back in there, right? And he has to have a great season if they kick off that season 0-4, you know. Because last season, they went 12-4. That means they'd have to go unbeaten, right? Which isn't impossible. We've seen Brady do it before. But, you know, I'm really looking for the New England Patriots really to pay for what they did. You know, they've always been a cheating team. And, you know, the other thing, too, is Roger Goodell has this amazing chance to really make an example out of Brady and the New England Patriots, and they don't. You know, I think New England Patriots, right, they are one of the worst teams in the NFL, really. And, you know, I'm looking for Miami to win that division. Miami and the Jets, those are the two teams. And Buffalo could be thrown in there, too. But I'm looking at New England, they come in dead last. You know, I really hope that that will happen because I just hate New England's guts. You know, the Jets, I was saying, you know, the Jets may come in first place, Miami second, or maybe Miami first, Jets second. And here's why. Jets have acquired 2 key cornerbacks. Their secondary is basically unstoppable, right? They have Antonio Cromartie from Arizona, right? And some argue that he's better than Patrick Peterson as a corner. And they have Darrell Revis Island, right? Revis has been old, but he still has it in him, you know? And so with Darrell Revis and Antonio Cromartie at those corners, nobody is going to throw on them. And, you know, the Jets' defense were already pretty good. Now it's really just up to Geno Smith to really carry that offense and take the charge there. You know, he's had some great plays in the past, so you know, it's going to be interesting. You know, also, the other thing, too, is, right, the AFC North should be pretty okay. I'll be looking for that. Indianapolis really hasn't had a great off season. Houston, of course, they picked up Jadeveon Clowney. He was supposed to be really good, but see, the problem is, right, he only played like two games. The problem is he's lazy, right? He takes off plays, you know, and that's the best way to get injured in the NFL, is taking off plays, you know, not really, you know, putting your best effort into it, and then you get clocked, and then you're injured, you know? And Jadeveon Clowney just can't play that way this season if they want to do good. And, of course, Jacksonville and Tennessee. AFC South is probably – I'm looking for AFC – you know, it's kind of sad. The AFC South and the NFC South both really suck, you know. I mean, Indianapolis and Houston are okay, but, you know, Jacksonville and Tennessee, they suck. You know, and then, you know, we go on to the AFC West. That should be a pretty good conference with Denver and Kansas City and San Diego. Oakland, of course, always sucking. And that's pretty much it. Those are all the divisions. And, you know, the NFC West, what a powerhouse. And you know what? St. Louis, I'm saying this. Seattle comes in first. Arizona comes second. St. Louis comes fourth or third. And San Francisco comes last. And St. Louis might not even make it to the playoffs, even with a 10-6 record. I wouldn't doubt it, you know, because that conference is division is so brutal. Anyway, Sarah here on PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. Stay right here. We'll be right back with some more NBA playoff talk. Stay right here on PJ Sports Talk.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities built with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stud show.
Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. And big news coming out of the NBA right now. Kobe Bryant, says that next season will be his last season with the Lakers. And, you know, and he says that's it. You know, like, he's retiring. You know, he spent 16 seasons with the Lakers, and he says he's pretty much done, and it's going to be interesting to see what he will do. And here's what he says. My thoughts on this next season being my last season are the same as the last season, or as the last time the media asked me last season. So, yeah. Let me say that again, slower. My thoughts on next season, right, being my last season, are the same as the last time the media asked me last season. Now, I just want to say this first off. That tweet was very interesting and very hard to understand. But basically what he's trying to say is that last season, right, the media asked him, two seasons from now, will it be your last season? And he said yes, and his thoughts are still the same on that. And it's going to be interesting. Also, Raptors' Terrence Ross undergoes ankle surgery to remove bone spurs. That sounds very, very painful. As well as the Warriors were delayed in transit to Houston, so they will have to cancel game 3 practice. We're going to see how that impacts their game. I don't think it will impact their game that much, but I don't know. We'll see. Practice is a very, crazy thing, or not a crazy thing, very central thing for your basketball team. Also, the Warriors filed to dismiss suit accusing them of rigging the resale market for StubHub and Ticketmaster and all that, all those ticket companies. And Kyle Korver is out for the rest of the postseason. He was injured at this in-game. Let me say that again. He was injured in Game 3 facing the Cleveland Cavaliers, so he will not be playing for the rest of the postseason. And that leaves Kent Bazemore to replace him in the Hawks Game 3 starting lineup. So we'll see how that goes down. Both teams dominating. The Cavaliers leading the series 2-0 against the Hawks, and the Warriors leading the Rockets 3-0. I was really hoping that the Rockets would be able to, do well in this series. Very talented team with Harden and Howard leading the charge. But I guess they just weren't able to pull it out. And Curry just seemed too much for them. Curry and Klay Thompson, both of them doing very well, averaging. Curry averaging 30 points per game in this postseason, and Klay Thompson averaging 20 points per game. So two very interesting stuff going on in the NBA. Moving into Major League Baseball, this is your lineup for today. There's a bunch of games that are already in session at the home or at the plate. We have the Mariners and the Blue Jays at the bottom of the seventh, Astros and the Tigers top of the seventh, Reds and the Indians bottom of the sixth. I'm going to go through these again. Here, let me start from the top. Mariners and the Blue Jays. Blue Jays beating the Mariners 6-2, bottom of the seventh. Astros and Tigers tied up at the top of the seventh. That game should finish up strong. Reds and the Indians. Indians beating the Reds 4-0, bottom of the sixth. Orioles and Marlins, top of the seventh. Marlins beating the Orioles. Very, very good Marlins team there. I'm really hoping that they do well throughout the rest of the season. Athletics and the Rays. Athletics beating the Rays 6-0, top of the eighth. That one should go to the Athletics, sadly. Angels and or the Oakland A's, as you might know. Angels and the Red Sox. Red Sox beating the Angels 3-1, bottom of the seventh. Brewers and Braves. Braves beating the Brewers, bottom of the sixth. Phillies and Nationals. Nationals beating the Phillies 2-1, top of the sixth. Mets and Pirates. Pirates beating the Mets 4-1, bottom of the fifth. Twins and the White Sox. Twins beating the White Sox 5-1, bottom of the fourth. Cardinals and the Royals. Cardinals beating the Royals 2-0, bottom of the fifth. So those are all the games in session right now. We also have the Padres and the Dodgers at 4, Giants and the Rockies, Cubs and the Diamondbacks, and the Rangers and the Yankees for tonight's game at 7 o'clock. So, or 8 o'clock, my bad. That's the lineup for today. Baseball season is very interesting. Anyway, that's pretty much going to do it for this edition of PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. Enjoy the Indy 500 and all of the things that are going on in sports. NFL, really looking forward to it starting back up again. And, of course, NHL and NBA. Looking for the NBA championship to be the Warriors and the Cavaliers, as I predicted last week. I will see you all next Sunday. Take care, bye-bye, and remember to always talk the talk and walk the walk. I will see you next Sunday.